There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, we do have the doctor in the house, but we don't have RSB in the house. Unfortunately, I guess for most people listening, RSB's out in London, and he's speaking out there with... who's he speaking with, Doc? And he's speaking with Robert Kirk with Alliance for National Health, and then I think Dr. Jonathan Wright's out there.
He didn't mention that to me. I was just saying, you know, he's left us in the dirt now. He's hanging with the big boys, so... Just got to keep the fort down, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's right, Dr. Batar. He called me up about it a couple weeks ago and said, hey, would you be willing to cover the Advanced Medicine Monday? I said, sure, man. That'll be fun just to get a chance to – me and Batar get to rib on each other for a full hour now.
I'm actually surprised that you actually played the thing that Don created for me. I thought that it would end up opening it up with the Wednesday show.
I was getting ready for – I was kind of hoping for that, but it didn't – we didn't have a glitch in the Matrix today like we did a couple weeks ago with my show.
I actually haven't even heard what yours is, Todd, tell you the truth. Every time I've come into the show, it's always been like in the middle of the show, so I've never heard the introduction.
It's actually a really, really cool introduction that Super Don put together. I was impressed.
Super Don's pretty talented.
Yeah, he's very talented. You know, and it takes talent like that to make like a bum like me sound good. So
I'm offset up so that it makes it sound good.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a preemptive strike on these critiques. I'm gonna cut myself down first, so there'll be nothing left. But listen, man, we were talking before we came on the air. I want to talk about this pro Monsanto scientist, Super Don. You got a clip that we want to hear. We're gonna play this. I heard this over the weekend with Charlene. She showed me this video, and this is literally a pro Monsanto scientist, and I'm not really sure what that means. I mean, maybe he took a science class in 10th grade. Apparently, he has a doctor before his name, but that doesn't mean a lot in some cases. But
wouldn't that be like equivalent to like a devil worshiper or something like that?
Yeah, it would. It'd be like a devil worshiper in a church. But apparently, he insisted during a TV show that well, you know what? Let's play the clip, Super Don, and then me and Dr. Batar will talk about it afterwards.
Do not believe that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
You want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. But you, not really, but...
Not really?
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Okay, so you...
No, but I know...
So it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
No, people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of glyphosate?
No, I'm not an idiot. Interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, then it's finished. Then the interview is finished.
That's a good way to solve things.
Yeah. You're a complete jerk.
Go! Oh, man. What do you think of that?
Let me get this straight. Yeah, I was going to ask you. So let me get this straight. When somebody proves that you're an imbecile, the only thing that you can do is call somebody a jerk? That's the only response the guy had. Because, you know, he just said it's totally safe for humans. Then he admitted, he said, yeah, I'd be happy to do it. Not really, I don't want to. Then he says that people routinely commit suicide by drinking it. But then he says that it's completely safe for humans. And now then the interviewer being a jerk. So this guy was like all over the place. I think he was operating with one of those brains that's one neuron short of a synapse.
I think, you know, it sounded like it to me. It really, the first time that I saw it, I knew that it was real, but it's so absurd that it almost looks like something you would see on an Onion story or a parody of an interview, but it was real. I mean, because he says, yeah, number one, I would drink, you know, you can drink a quart, it won't hurt you, but will we have a quart? Will you drink it? Of course I will. Well, no, I won't. I'm not stupid. people commit suicide with it, but I'm not an idiot. So, okay, I think you covered it, Dr. Buttar. He's an imbecile and maybe a moron, but maybe he's not stupid and an idiot. I tell you what he is. He's a hypocrite is what he is.
He's operating on – he's one topper short of a combination platter.
One price short of a Happy Meal, right? Yeah. But the bottom line is he's advocating the use of this pesticide. I mean, this is where it kind of gets serious. He's advocating the use of this pesticide in this interview. People are going to listen to this guy because he's got a DR before his name, and he's saying this is safe. You could drink it. And if the guy hadn't called him out on the carpet at that point, that interview might have gotten out, and people are like, yeah, glyphosate's completely safe. This doctor said you could actually drink it. But the guy actually had the cojones there, the good interview skills, whatever you want to call it, to say, hey, we've got it in the back. Why don't you drink it? And he showed the doctor Moore, his name's Patrick Moore, to be a complete hypocrite.
Well, I think that it's now up to us to definitely get this out more and more, because you're right, the media, popular media, would have picked this up had the interview gone the way they wanted it to go. But because it didn't, it won't see the light of day. So it's up to us to now perpetuate it and spread it far and wide. And
yeah.
I think it's a great clip to show the hypocrisy. I honestly don't even think we need to say anything, Todd. I think that the interview itself speaks volumes, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. It really does. But, you know, you mentioned the fact that we've got to get out there because the mainstream won't. And that reminds me, there's a story here that Super Don sent over. Medical tyranny in Tennessee, forced antibiotics on newborns. I don't know if you saw this article, Doc, but the gist of it is down in Chattanooga that there's a health system, Erlanger Health System, they're going to start forcing all newborn babies to receive that antibiotic ointment to their eyes at birth, whether the parents want it or not. Now, this is the thing that's interesting about the way that the article spun. The reporter apparently gives both sides of the story, but she says the parents are refusing the ointment. They insist that they don't have STDs, and so the ointment's unnecessary and unnatural. Others say the procedure interferes with critical bonding during the child's first moments of life. And then she says, however, the doctors say the ointment is effective without any side effects. But she doesn't go into any details. There's no fact-checking behind this doctor's position. She just said, well, it's because they're doctors. They say it's effective with no side effects. Number one, what do you think about rubbing antibiotic cream on the eyes of newborns to start with? It's erythromycin, by the way.
Are you asking me what I think about it?
Yeah, I mean, because people are going to read
this.
I didn't know it was a rhetorical question
because it's...
I know your position, but I want you to lay it out straight for the listeners here.
Well, let's back up for a second, and I think this is a really important point that you brought up, Ty, before we even go into what happened as far as side effects. When a doctor said it's totally safe, like this researcher that we just heard talk about the Monsanto components, or this doctor you're saying that they quoted saying it's completely safe to put the erythromycin cream, you have to remember that all they're doing is they're regurgitating the propaganda that they have been taught. They have no concept of original thought whatsoever. They have not looked at anything. They haven't read anything. They are just regurgitating and vomiting the information that they have been fed like a robot. And this is the honest to God truth. I'm not exaggerating here in the least. Here's why. Because when patients of mine have told their pediatricians or their doctors when they go get a vaccine or whatever, I want to make sure that it is mercury-free. It has no mercury. I've had this happen at least twice that I know of, that I can think of right off the top of my head. And I'm sure that other doctors and patients have had the same type of experience. But the patient has stated to the doctor or to the nursing staff to relate to the doctor, and the doctor comes back and appeases the patient, tells them there is no mercury in here. They don't use mercury anymore. It's no more mercury, so they don't have anything to worry about. Mom is sitting there, baby's in the mom's lap, they give the baby the injection. Mom looks over, there's a vial sitting right there that threw up. Mom picks it up, looks at it, and it says thimerosal. Mom screams bloody murder, says, you said there was no mercury in it. The doctor says, there is no mercury in it. The mom says, look, right here, it says thimerosal. And the doctor says, that's not mercury. They don't even know that thimerosal is mercury, that's not for mercury. So my point is that they are just regurgitating the propaganda that they've been fed. When these doctors go on the popular media and talk about this stuff, they don't have any information. It's almost like interviewing a wolf. What's that old adage? A wolf wearing sheep's clothing. You can't expect a wolf to know the facts that are going to say that wolves are dangerous, right? You can't rely on a wolf to say, oh, yes, we're dangerous to the flock.
Right, exactly.
So they don't know it. They've actually been led to believe that this is exactly the truth, and just read the script and you're done. And that's what they do. So whenever you're talking to a leading expert, that's the first key, leading expert, and you especially see that on popular media, your alert meter should be already at high.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know what I feel about experts. You know what I said in my book in the first chapter about how I feel about experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only way somebody can insult me is by actually calling me an expert. I think once the person truly believes that they're an expert, they're going to be, you know, it's time for us to be taken by the Creator, and we've fulfilled our mission because there's nothing else for us left to learn. And that's what the connotation of an expert is, that they don't think that there's any more space in their brain to comprehend more information, that they have everything that they need to learn has been learned. That's preposterous.
Yeah,
soon as we get to that point, you know, once the growth stops, decay sets in. So as soon as we get to that point, we think we're experts, we're not decaying. So that's the first thing I would want the listeners to listen to, or to hear, at least the words that I'm saying, to remember that alert aspect. And then going on to specifically your question that you brought up, Ty, what happens when erythromycin or any type of antibiotic cream is rubbed on the eye? So let's back up for a second. Let's just talk about antibiotics in general. What happens to any type of flora, natural flora, endogenous flora? When we say natural endogenous flora, we're talking about flora, the bacteria that is naturally present in our body, the natural bacteria that is essential for life, meaning that if we didn't have that bacteria in our intestines, on our hands, in our nasopharynx, in our throat, we would be dead, because that natural flora keeps the pathogenic flora, the abnormal flora, the abnormal yeast, all the disease-causing parasites and such to overtake. So the natural flora, what we also know as probiotics,
right,
those are essential for life. So anytime you take any type of antibiotic, you are, by definition, killing off not only pathogenic bacteria, but you're also killing off endogenous, natural, healthy flora that's essential for life. So
gotcha.
When you're talking, is that the track coming
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that's the break music. We'll pick this up on the other side, because I want to get you to compare that, then we can do it together with the way that we treat cancer today. There's a lot of similarities there, Doc. Hang tight. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm sitting in for RSB. We've got Dr. Bhutar here on Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so we're back with Dr. Raja Buttar tonight, and before the break there, we were talking about the way that antibiotics indiscriminately kill. So Dr. Buttar was saying they kill the good bacteria, the friendly flora, the probiotics, but as well as the bad stuff, and that throws off the balance in your gut. And what that affects the immune system primarily, doesn't it, Dr. Buttar?
Well, it affects the immune system in an indirect manner because, let's put it this way, you're getting rid of the natural barriers, and so then the immune system has to work harder. It puts more of a burden on the immune system, which now causes an increase in the need for the endocrine system to kickstart and you know, the cortisol levels and the stress that the body's going through. And so there's a whole cascade of events that takes place. And the problem is that when you get rid of your natural defenses, your body becomes more susceptible. And when the body becomes more susceptible, not only do you have more pathogenic substances that you have to be aware of, but you also Yep. now end up creating other types of issues, and it's really an issue of balance. So it's not that the antibiotics kill people. Antibiotics indiscriminately kill bacteria, and the bacteria vector is important to be for an individual to have so that they actually are able to maintain health. You cannot maintain health by being completely sterile, meaning having a sterile environment, no bacteria. This is the Right. first fundamental thing that we have to understand. For example, Ty, I know you know this. I know Super Don knows this. I know Robert Scott Bell knows this. But maybe a lot of our listeners don't know. When you use those antibacterial hand lotion soaps to kind of clean your hands, yep. it is one of the worst substances that you can use. Because what you're doing is you're basically taking all the natural bacteria that your body has, and you're creating this sterile environment which allows for pathogenic stuff to actually – there's nothing natural that's impeding its growth. So – just washing your hands with warm, soapy water is the best thing. But using these other types of bacteria, not a good idea. If you want to, if you want to think about, look at weed killers, right? I don't believe in weed killers. Weed killers are like antibiotics. Think of it that way. I don't believe in weed killers because weed killers are supposed to kill the weed but leave the regular grass grow, theoretically, right? The problem is if you put animals on that grass, those animals end up having problems because the weed killers, even though they may not have killed the grass, they end up killing the animals because the grass carries the insecticides and pesticides into the animals and then they cause those types of poison.
Right.
And that's actually what leads to cancer and many of these things that we have to deal with in modern day life now.
Yeah. And you know, it reminds me, last year I interviewed Jeffrey Smith, the expert on GMOs for the Quest for the Cures, and he said, what we call weeds, other countries call food, too. So I mean, what exactly is a weed? I mean, a lot of things that we cut down our yard or in the forest we think are weeds are actually nourishment, and we just don't know about it. We're ignorant of that fact. But let's go real quick. We just got a couple minutes here to the similarities between using antibiotic cream, let's say on the face or on the hands or whatever, and even antibiotic injections, and relate that to chemotherapy, the way that how is that similar to treating cancer with chemo?
Well, that's actually the similarity is actually it's a great point that you bring up. So if you remember the adage, what doesn't kill you serves to only make you stronger, you can apply that to antibiotics. What doesn't kill the bacteria will then cause these bacteria that are resistant to the antibiotics. And this is where we get the MRSA, methyl resistant staph aureus, which has become a very, very significant problem in the industrialized world. But when you look at chemo, chemo is the same type of thing. Chemo is not selective in what it kills. Chemo does kill cancer, but it also causes disruption in normal cell metabolism in healthy cells. And it actually causes, if somebody's not sick and you give them chemotherapy, you will make them sick. When people are handling chemo, they have to wear special protective gear because it's destructive to the natural, healthy individual. So chemo...
Right.
It's not selective. It basically kills everything. It's like napalm. It goes in. It's not selective. But what also chemo does is that if it doesn't kill all the cancer, it also serves to make those cancer cells, it mutates them. Cancer is highly mutagenic and adaptogenic, and it becomes used to that chemo, and it becomes resistant to the chemo, so it becomes even more virulent, more damaging, more invasive, if you will. Not literally invasive, but it becomes harder to kill. And that's what you get when you call it cancer that's resistant or refractory to treatment.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, that's a great explanation. We'll pick that up on the other side of the bottom of the hour here, talking to Dr. Rashid Buttar here with Advanced Medicine Monday. This is TMB, RSB's in London, and we'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, wait. That's not Robert. That's Ty. You can tell because I'm out of tune here. Robert's got a little bit more of a singing voice than I do. But I'm back with Dr. Buttar.
And of course, Robert doesn't sing either. He does not sing over here.
Okay, he doesn't. Oh, no, I was trying to mimic Robert. He doesn't sing. But after we got on the break there at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Buttar said, I heard you call me Buttard. And so that made me think it was really funny. And then Superdon said, yeah, Robert does sing on the air. He just guy me. He does. But
I guess he never sings to me. That maybe that's a personal thing. He just doesn't want me to hear him singing. I don't know.
Maybe, he may be afraid that you're going to just criticize him and cut into him so much that he doesn't do it. Because he knows, man. He knows about the criticism of you when it comes to me, at least. But hey, so this is funny. Dr. Buttar, you said, I heard you call me Buttard. And that reminded me, here are the quest for the cures. We're posting a lot of the interviews that we did last year because we're about to relaunch tonight. By the way, if you haven't signed up to watch The Quest for the Cures Continues, we're relaunching the 11-day miniseries starting tonight in about 25 minutes. So go to I think Robert on robertscottbell.com. I think he's got a link up to click through and you can go sign up to watch it for free. But anyway, so we're posting the videos of some of the best snippets, and of course Dr. Buttar's in there, and they post the video on one of our websites, and Charlene calls me over. She goes, "Oh no, look at this, Ty." So she calls me over, look at it, and it apparently had been transcribed by some kind of a voice recognition software, and every time that Rashid Buttar was in there, it transcribed it as Rasha Buttard, like B-U-T-A-R-D. And so I just laughed.
That's how Ty normally refers to me. So very suspicious there, isn't it?
Okay, listen, you Buttard. But no, I got in real quickly and I fixed it. So I don't think many people saw it out there. I didn't care about it hurting your feelings. That didn't bother me. I just didn't want us to look like an idiot. So
I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm actually reading some emails, and here's an email from Ecuador from some people that I've been corresponding with. And I'll just read this part to you. It says, "On a totally different subject, my husband and I were surprised and delighted to see you last night on two of the Truth About Cancer episodes. It was very interesting. We share the same philosophy regarding health." And it goes on to talk about some things in Ecuador. That's a great place to retire, but one of the worst places to do business. But I thought it's interesting that that your Truth About Cancer series are actually, I mean, it's there in Ecuador.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's I was speaking down in San Diego this last weekend at the Integrative Health Conference, and I was really overwhelmed by the number of people that had seen the series and had been really empowered with knowledge. A lot of people loved what you had to say in there, because you're obviously intelligent. You know what you're talking about, but it's fun to watch you being interviewed. And I hate to compliment you on the air like this, it kills me, but a lot of people that are really brainiac people that are really knowledgeable, they give really, really bad interviews, but you're animated, and I got several people that told me over the weekend that they liked that about you, the fact that you're really animated in what you shared. But those clips were really good.
Like Mickey Mouse or like Donald Duck animated, right? Is that fair
to say? I kind of think of it more as of Goofy.
Goofy, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I set myself up for that one.
Yeah, you did, but that's okay. But no, the bottom line is that a lot of people have seen it. I was surprised at the number of people that had seen it. But you got a webinar coming up. Go ahead and tell everybody about that. What's going on May 11th, Doc?
Oh, on May 11th is a webinar that we've been promising people since probably January. So, in fact, it's about the most significant advancement as far as technology is concerned for detoxification. I believe it probably has a potential for being the most significant new method of enhancing. It's not going to replace anything, but certainly will enhance detoxification. And it's something that you and I talked about a couple of months ago. We've been testing it. Now we want to do a much bigger study on it, basically. And I'm going to probably do something with probably 500 patients and just see what their responses were, using the subjective SF36 patient outcome-based research model, so people can tell us what they're experiencing. But I personally have felt a difference using the device for maybe 4 or 5 days. And I won't say much more because we know we have different people that listen to us, so we don't make any kind of claims or anything.
Sure.
But it's a technology that's readily available. It's using three different technologies. It's put them all together, enhancing them. There's a synergistic benefit when you combine all three. And we'll see how it works, but I'll tell you what, the preliminary results with some of my patients have been quite interesting, and they have been more than pleased.
Yeah, I want to learn more about it. So tell everyone, it's May 11th, 8 o'clock Eastern. How can they sign up to watch this webinar for free?
They can go to advancedmedicineseminars.com, and Super Don, I sent you the link too, so you can put it up on the show notes as well. And people can go there and sign up, and it's, I think, limited to... I think we're going to probably limit it to 500 people. You can go and you get registered. There'll be, I think you can get 5,000 people, up to 5,000 people registered. But it'll only be able to hold 500 people, maybe it's 1,000 people, I'm not sure. And
okay.
We will have it available for replay for those that miss it, but I would encourage everybody to sign up, and because the questions that'll come up will only be answered for the people that are obviously there. If you're not there, you can't ask any questions. And Ty, you've done webinars with us before, so you know we've scheduled 1 hour webinars, and you know, 4 hours after we started, 97% of people are still online asking questions. So I will be there as long as it takes to answer everybody's questions.
Okay, good. And I'm gonna sign up tonight to be there. So I definitely want to see more about this. It's very interesting. But it's May 11th, 8 o'clock Eastern. www.advancedmedicineseminars.com, or you can go to robertscottbell.com. Super Don's going to put up the link here, so you can click the banner and go on over to Doc's webinar here on May the 11th. So that's exciting news.
I'm very, very excited about that. I think the application in all chronic disease, it's very, very well-established, the use of cold low-level lasers and how these cold low-level lasers can have an impact on various types of pathology as far as pain, anti-inflammatory, all these different components that low-level lasers have been shown to have. And when combined in specific format, in self-use, meaning people just purchase this, you know, themselves, they can use it at home, and that's really the way to see if there's truly a benefit. My patients have been using it in the office only when they're coming into the office. It's a very intermittent usage, but it's actually supposed to be used every 12 hours or so. And, okay. It's we'll talk more about the details then, but I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, that is exciting. Now, you mentioned inflammation. You know, one of the things that I got from many of the interviewees last year with the Quest for the Cures is the link between inflammation and cancer. So I'm looking here at an article that Super Don sent over. It says connection between cancer and breast cancer and diabetes. So I haven't read through the article. It's a short article, but I'm just going to hypothesize here. So when we look at the disease of diabetes, then we have a problem with insulin and sugar. When we look at the disease of cancer, we have a problem with cells that love sugar, right? They feed on glucose. They metabolize glucose. Could that be a link between diabetes and cancer? I have not read the article, to be honest, Doc.
Well, I have not either. Robert and I have talked about some of these types of things in the past, Ty, but I'll tell you that the first thing that you just said, you're actually correct in your correlation, and there's actually multiple correlations that we can make. Let's talk about insulin, diabetes, cancer, obligate glucose metabolizing, some of these components. In fact, in the notes that Don sent me, there was another study in there that talks about MRI and usage of using sugar uptake in cancer cells selectively to be more accurate than biopsy.
Yeah.
So it kind of ties into that story as well. But bottom line is that cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, which means that it must have glucose for it to operate, for the cancer to actually function and survive. And supposedly, there are only five substances that can enter into a cancer cell: water, sugar, vitamin C, cesium, and rubidium. And these five substances can transfer themselves through a cell membrane, through the cancer cell membrane, very, very easily. And when you talk about vitamin C, the reason vitamin C is so effective is because vitamin C and glucose have the same receptor sites. They basically act very similar. And so you can easily get that cancer to accept the vitamin C because it sees the vitamin C. In fact, when we give vitamin C infusions, we don't give sugar to any cancer patients, but when we use certain types of therapies, we will use them with dextrose, D5W, as a carry solution in our IVs because it acts like Trojan horse because we've got the vitamin C in the dextrose, so the dextrose acts as a Trojan horse, and the soldiers, which is the vitamin C, is inside there. And it's not just vitamin C. We use many other types of things intravenously to give it the same type of concept with the D5W to get them inside the cancer. So,
hey, Doc, hang on just a second. I've got breaking news here. Super Don, is RSB on the line right now? Robert?
Bird flu's back and it's gonna be trouble. The bird flu's back.
He brought his friend.
Yay! And the crowd goes wild.
Oh my! So I guess there's proof that RSB does sing sometimes when he's on the show. There, Doc.
Is he really on the show?
I think Don just found a recording of one of the times that he had sang on the show.
I gotcha. So this whole time for the last 30 minutes, that's what Super Don's been doing.
He found the clip. Nice job there, Super Don. Don just Skyped me. He said RSB on the line. I'm thinking maybe he's calling in from over there in London. You know, it's middle of the morning for him there, but maybe he's up and he's listening. But no such luck. But anyway, so go back. I hate to break your train of thought there, but I know you've shared this before. So just pick up where you are. They've got similar receptors. You got sugar being used as a Trojan horse to get into the cancer cell. So continue.
Okay. So now when we look at cancer and diabetes, what is the problem with diabetes? Well, the problem with diabetes is that the cell membrane becomes resistant to the effects of insulin, because insulin's job is to drive sugar, which is basically the fundamental fuel source that our body uses, to drive the sugar into the cell so it can be utilized. So because the cell membrane becomes resistant to that effect of insulin driving the sugar in, our sugar levels stay higher because they're not being utilized. Think of it as gasoline. There's more gasoline that you're going to measure free-flowing because there's less going into the engine. So essentially, think of it as one reason sugar levels start to climb.
Got it. Now that makes a lot of sense, the correlation between diabetes and cancer. Excelente, Dr. Buttar. We'll be right back here at Robert Scott Bell Show. We got one more segment left with Dr. Buttar on Advanced Medicine Monday. This is TMB sitting in for RSB. He's probably having a bottle of grog over there in London. Stay tuned.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, so we're back to Dr. Patara. Robert's in London, and I have to correct what I said before. I said that he's probably having a big old bottle of grog, but on second thought, he's probably having a big old blast of organic yerba mate. It's what RSV is probably doing about this time.
That's a lot more accurate knowing Robert Scott Bell. That's exactly what he's doing.
Probably doing that. But, Doc, go ahead and wrap up the link between the cancer and diabetes that you were sharing right before the break.
Right. So just as a general summary, pretty much they're both in, pro-inflammatory components. They both have to do with a disruption in sugar metabolism. In fact, all the newest research now talks about how cardiovascular disease, everybody should talk about it being lipid-related. It's actually all to do with insulin dysregulation and sugar metabolism imbalances, and which actually leads to cancer as well. So one thing that I also want to equate is that diabetes, a lot of this stuff used to be considered insulin-dependent, non-insulin-dependent. The non-insulin-dependent was actually adult-onset diabetes, but now they can't call it that because a lot of younger people, a lot of younger kids are getting it. They don't have it when they're born, but they start developing it at 8, 9, 10 years of age. And the reason is because of mercury, mercury being the, in the vaccines, and mercury also related to asthma, mercury related to obviously immunosuppression, mercury related to cancer. I've never had a cancer patient yet that did not have mercury. And here's the other one, uranium. Uranium is actually more toxic than mercury. So these metals also have a huge play, not only the metals, but the persistent organic pollutants from the book, my 9-step book, when you talk about the 7 toxicities. The first one is heavy metals, the second one is persistent organic pollutants. But those things are immunosuppressive. They contribute to diabetes, they contribute to cancer, they contribute to heart disease. It's all part of the parcel of the same cascade, disruption of the sugar metabolism.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned vaccines. There's a story here on Health Impact News about some scientists, I guess, up there in Canada. They're being censored from sharing the truth that aluminum is causing harm. Yet something else in the vaccines. You mentioned mercury, but we also got, you know, aluminum that's in many vaccines, and they're basically censoring these scientists up there that are trying to come out and tell the truth that there's yet another harmful ingredient in vaccines, mercury, aluminum, and we can name a bunch more. But, you know, I look at this and I say, well, duh, Of course. Look at the list of ingredients that are in most vaccines. It's a toxic cocktail of harmful ingredients. No wonder they're going to censor them. The CDC has a record of censoring. Big pharma companies have a record of censoring this information. We saw the CDC story last year, the whistleblower, that they knew that the MMR was causing autism, didn't tell anybody. So I see this and say, duh, which yeah. leads me to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
All right, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by the CDC and the FDA and all the other alphabet agencies that want you sick. So what is the Moment of Duh today? Well, here's an article, Doc. I want to get your take on it. The title of the article is Exercising Critically Ill Patients May Help Speed Recovery.
Yeah, you know, this is truly a moment of death. A lot of people may not realize how important it is that when you are in a critically injured state or a critically ill state, one of the best things to do is get people to exercise. Now, how are you going to get somebody to exercise when they're critically ill? Well, think of a woman or a man in their 70s or 80s and they fall and they break their hip. But think of a woman who's just delivered a baby. One of the most important things to do is get them up and get them walking, even if it's just right around the bed, twice around the bed, around the nursing mm-hmm. station. It is so critical to get people walking as fast as possible to prevent atelectasis, which is basically the collapsing of the lungs upon themselves, the deep brain thrombosis, you know, the embolize, all this stuff. It's extremely important to get everything flowing, get everything moving. One of the cardiologist whose books I actually did read, and I cannot remember his last name. I believe it was Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. He's a mm-hmm. cardiologist at, I know we got to close up, but he's a cardiologist in Dallas, and he will make his patients after they have a heart attack run within 24 hours to get them recovered.
Wow.
Yeah, running.
Well, Doc, you know what?
Heart
attack. It's been fun, Doc. I'm shocked. We had a great time tonight. RSV, we missed you, buddy. Hope you're safe over there in London. And we look forward to getting you back here in the United States of America when you get back. But in the meantime, everybody, stay safe. And remember that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.